The Bush administration wants to overhaul the highly respected Head Start program, which has been helping low-income preschoolers since 1965. As the overhaul plan advances in Congress, agency officials are telling Head Start workers to be careful what they say about it, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The warning came from Head Start's chief, named Wendy Hill, once a Head Start child herself from Texas. In a letter to Dear Head Start colleagues, Hill warned them not to distribute material criticizing the administration's new plans. Hill says the agency's general counsel reviewed the letter, which she wrote after the National Head Start Association sent emails to Head Start programs.
There were four calls that I received, two specifically related to the specific document that had been sent out.
Hill didn't name the Head Start Association in the letter. She says she wanted to make a general point.
It would not be appropriate for a Head Start program to use federal funds or federal property to move forward agendas in support for or against political activities.
Just one problem. Advocating for or against changes at Head Start isn't a political activity, no matter what the letter said. Ron Herndon, chairman of the board at the Head Start Association, says the letter made Head Start staff feel gagged, and the association may take Hill to court.
Some directors have already stopped giving information to parents because that was the interpretation that many of us got from it.
Head Start does have limits on lobbying by employees, but they're much more nuanced than Hill's letter lets on. To start with, most Head Start programs are 80% federally funded. Those federal funds cannot be used for lobbying, but the other 20% can. That's according to federal law that withstood past assaults from Republicans in the White House and Congress. John Pomerantz, director of nonprofit advocacy at the liberal group Alliance for Justice, says there are even more subtleties.
You wouldn't be allowed to use federal grant funds to urge the parents to call in opposition to a piece of legislation. However, it may be possible to use federal funds to have a nonpartisan forum describing the various proposals to reform Head Start.
But Hill's letter kept coming back to so-called political activities. It warned Head Start staff not to break the Hatch Act, a longstanding federal ban on engaging in campaign politics, not lobbying. Pomerantz says that's a common technique to discredit opponents by tagging them as partisan.
That there's no merit to the substance of their argument, that it's done purely for political effect. And we see that sort of argument made in Washington frequently. This is just partisan, and therefore you don't need to listen to whether or not they're correct as well.
Hill says that's not what she meant, and she's eager to lead Head Start into the 21st century.
I came to Washington with a great degree of excitement at being given an opportunity as a former Head Start child to be in Washington at a time of such potential.
But at the Head Start Association, Herndon calls this the most anti-Head Start administration he's seen in 28 years. Not what a one-time Head Start child would want to hear. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.